Adventure 30 Journey to the Tower of Glass. The party fought with the strange blobs back and forth. Several members of the party retreated, attempting to get away from the massive beasts. Zoltan and Super Connie remained trapped beneath the massive flesh jelly, as it tried to consume them. They tried to resist, but in their nauseous state they could barely fight back. Gordon gunned down one of the blobs facing him, while Milo began climbing to the top of the pillar with the blob climbing after him. Gordon, being seriously wounded, ran off to rest and heal, and began applying patches to himself. One of the remaining blobs struck Orendel down, while Zoltan found himself finally absorbed by the massive flesh jelly. Jelly, overcoming his sickness, began to help Amio fight off the blobs that were attacking him. Vanrak, also feeling better, released a cone of cold, killing the flesh jelly and saving Super Connie who, while still trapped on the inside, no longer was being absorbed. Gordon gunned down the blob climbing after Milo, while Amio and Jelly finished up the blobs by them. Orendel, who had been dead, suddenly found himself alive, as Vanrak uttered a wish. Finding the monsters dead, but their party decreased in numbers, the group started running forward. It wasn't long before they realized there were yet more blobs surrounding them. Running past, the party soon came to a door. Throwing out several grenades to hopefully slow the blobs, Gordon slammed the door, as they all went off. Moving down the cavern, the group came to an end of the filth, as well as a metal step. Emanating from the step was a force field that the group could not penetrate. And then, another blob began moving towards the party. Locating an intercom, Jelly began to talk to a voice on the other side, imploring it to lower the force field and let us in. The voice complied and the group made their way through the field onto the platform. Moving along a long, spotless metal corridor, the party soon bumped into a cleaning robot that was apparently responsible for lowering the field. He offered to let the party ride up to the hatch to above ground and on the way answered some questions. Apparently he had been here for longer than he could count, and his job was simply to clean. No organic life forms lived above, only robots, and armed ones at that. Finally climbing outside, the group found themselves accosted by an apparently high-ranking robot. Demanding a passcode or for the party to turn themselves in and relinquish weapons, the robot nearly provoked Gordon and Super Connie into a hopeless battle. At the urging of the rest of the party, however, Gordon and Super Connie turned over their weapons and the party was taken to an interrogation chamber. The group was pumped for information, but proved to be lacking in much. They discover that both the Tower of Glass and the City of the Gods were large storage areas in which nearly anything technologically imaginable was stored. Unfortunately, both were restricted areas, and the future fate of the party remains unknown.